It is so good to be here with you guys, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. You're so precious. You're so precious to the Lord. Because Christ is in you. It's a really great truth. Because he's in you, we can know him. And we find that his commandments, his word, is life. And it's freedom for us. Just speaking from 1 John chapter 2, he says, "My little children, I write to you that you do not sin. And if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, who is Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, not only ours, but for the whole world. And here's how we know. Here's how we know that we know him." What a clue, what a statement. We can actually know. We can walk without any doubt. We can walk without any unbelief. We can know that we know him. If we keep his commandments. And if anyone says, "I know him," but doesn't keep his commandments, he's a liar. And the truth isn't in him. Jesus is the truth. And we who believe, he lives inside of us. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly is the love of God perfected. And this is how we know that we are in him. And whoever abides in him should walk, even as he walked. So when we find that the commandments are life and they're freedom for us, we find that the love of God is perfected in us. And when he says perfected, it means it's mutual love. You're experiencing the love of God. His love for you and your love back to him. And it's agreement of love. That's why Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." He didn't say, "Obey my commandments and then you might love me." If you love me, we walk in this love relationship with him, knowing him and being known by him. The keeping of the commandments comes because we hear his voice. We're led by him. Our daily life, the instruction we have in the word, it just comes and we obey because we hear him, we love him, and we know him. And so we find that the commandments are really freedom. Freedom to live how he designed us to live. And flipping back to Psalms 18, he speaks of the deliverance that he has given to us. "The Lord sent from above. He took me, and he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has repaid me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not done wickedly and have not departed from my God." I love when he says he sent and he actually grabbed hold and called us out and took us out of the waters, and he delivered us from the enemy. And he brought us into a large place, an open place where we can see afar off, where we can see more than the circumstances right in front of us. And if I think about the opposite of a large place, it's a confined place. And I say the most confined place is self-focus, where everything's internal. It's all about me. I'm self-conscious. I'm self-promoting. It's all about self. This is the most confined place. When I say confined place, I think that's a prison. But God sent, and he's called us out of that confined place and brought us into a large place, an open place where we can see him, where we can see the work that he is doing in our life, where we can be shepherded by the good shepherd. It's really amazing what God has brought about for us. If we find that his commandments, his word, it's living. It's freedom. Holy Spirit, I just pray for all these here, for all of us, Lord, that you just work this word inside of our lives to know you, to walk in love, that the keeping of your word and every instruction that you give us, we find that it's out of love. And it is freedom for us. Just bless you, Jesus. You're so amazing. And we love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.